USDA Secretary Mike Johanns says it will likely be 5 years before ethanol made from cellulose crops will make a significant impact on the U.S. fuel market. Johanns says the technology to make cellulose ethanol commercially viable may be available as soon as 3 years, but there are other factors involved. Among them, lead time to build plants and willingness of producers to switch from conventional crops like corn and soybeans to switchgrass or other cellulose inputs. Ethanol advocates continue to say, don't blame rising food prices on ethanol. Doug Durante is director of Ethanol Across America. Durante says the Consumer Price Index shows the real culprit is higher energy prices.
Energy is, according to our studies, our work, our research, by far a much greater cost factor on food. You've got to harvest crops, you've got to get them to processing, you've got to process them, you've got to get them to market. So that's where we're finding where the problem lies, and it's in high energy costs. It affects us in every way.
Durante says gas prices have gone up 75% over the past 16 months. The U.S. and Japan are expected to open another round of beef negotiations in late July or early August. An exact date is expected to be set by the end of the week. USDA is pushing Japan to drop a restriction that allows the U.S. to export only beef from young cattle under 21 months of age. Panama's legislature has ratified the trade deal with the U.S. The Congress in that country voted 58-3 in favor of the free trade agreement. The final agreement, signed by the governments of Panama and the U.S. in June, incorporates amendments derived from the negotiation between the Bush administration and congressional leadership. The U.S. Congress has yet to consider the FTA. If and when it does, it will do so under presidential fast-track trade rules that will allow an up or down vote without amendment. University of Minnesota researchers are looking at several stingerless wasp species from China as a way to control soybean aphids. U of M professor of entomology David Ragsdale.
The small stingless wasps that we're releasing are a group of 11 or 12 species that we've identified in Asia that in Asia control this aphid to the point where soybean aphid just is a non-pest throughout much of Asia.
And Ragsdale says researchers are hopeful that a particular species found in the northern latitudes of China can stand U.S. winters in states like Minnesota.
We specifically chose one that was cold hardy. And we're hoping that the inoculative releases we're doing this year, we're just trying to assess whether or not it'll survive the winter, whether it will reduce in very small areas soybean aphid. And this is a prelude to if we get positive answers to that, then we'll go into a mass rearing and release program.
Ragsdale says funding comes from the North Central Soybean Research Program. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.